أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وجعلنا الليل والنهار آيتين فمحونا آية الليل وجعلنا آية النهار مبصرة لتبتغوا فضلا من ربكم ولتعلموا عدد السنين والحساب وكل شيء فصلناه تفصيلا. In the previous ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the Qur'an being a source of guidance and a source of hidayah that we may successfully reach our destination by living our lives to the injunctions or according to the injunctions of the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the Qur'an promises those who do acts of piety and righteousness that indeed they shall find a great reward awaiting them in akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that insan, just as he invites good towards himself, he is also guilty of inviting bad towards himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then said that insan is prone to haste. He likes to see and he expects to see the results of his hard work immediately. He wants to see immediate consequences for whatever he does, or he expects to be rewarded immediately for the good that he has performed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the next ayah, ayah number 12 of Surah to Bani Israel, says, وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلِ. Allah says, and we created night. Allah speaks of two of his creations. And time and again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls upon us to ponder over these two creations of his that we take for granted. Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلِ. We created night. وَالنَّهَارِ. And we created the day as well, ayatayni, as two signs of ours. Allah then says, فَمَحَوْنَا آيَةَ اللَّيْلِ. Why did we make them different? Why do we find that there's no light at night? Why is the night dark? And why do we find that the day is bright and is full of light? Allah explains the reason for that. Allah says, فَمَحَوْنَا آيَةَ اللَّيْلِ. Allah says, the sign of the night, mahawna. Mahawna means we have eliminate, to obliterate something, to eliminate something, to erase something. Allah says we have erased its light. So we have made the sign of the night, we have made it dark. Wal-nahar, but for the day, Allah says we made it mubsira. Mubsira means that which brightens up. So it is bright. You can see during the day. At night, you cannot see in the dark. Why? Allah says, لِتَبْتَغُوا فَضْلًا مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. We made the day bright, so that during the day, you may go out and seek the grace and the bounties of your Rabb. What a great ni'mah Allah has given us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the objective of the day, that in the day, you are supposed to be awake. You should be alive. You should be out there moving. You should be active. You should be earning. You should be taking from the grace and the bounties of Allah during the day. But at night, elsewhere, Allah does not tell us here, but elsewhere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He has made the night a source of comfort for us. So the night is a source for rest, a source of relaxation, a period during we take rest and we sleep. And not only the human beings, but you find all the creation, all the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the night is when they take rest. Allah says, وَلِتَعْلَمُوا. Why else did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create this alternation or this difference between day and night? Allah says, وَلِتَعْلَمُوا عَدَدَ السِّنِينَ. And so that you may know the amount of years. We use it to calculate our years. How else are we going to calculate the years that have passed? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you use it to calculate years, وَالْحِسَابِ, and you use it for other calculations. Al-hisab, other means of computing and calculations. There are so many different things that we determine based on the alternation of day and night. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَصَّلْنَاهُ تَفْصِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we have explained everything in great detail. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of insan. Now you have night and day. During the night and during the day, there are deeds that are performed and there are things that he does. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds him, وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ. Allah says, every insan. أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have tied up every insan. We have tied up the deeds that determine his fate. Your fate will be determined by the deeds that you perform in this world. Okay? How you perform, how you do. Accordingly, will you receive your results? We understand the system when it comes to this world, when it comes to our education, when it comes to our learning and studying. It all depends on how you perform, and your results depend on that, depend on your performance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, every insan, the deeds that determine his fate, that determines his fate, are tied up to his neck. Alzamnahu fi unuqi. Are tied up to his neck. What does that mean? Your book of deeds never leave you. In this dunya, the book of deeds are with you. They remain with you. When a person passes away, the book of deeds are closed. And Rasulullah ﷺ teaches us in a hadith, إِذَا مَاتَ إِبْنُ آدَمْ إِنْ قَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ. His deeds and his book of deeds now come to an end, and that book of deeds is closed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is kept away, it is put away, it is stored away in the unseen world. And then on the day of Qiyamah, that book of deeds, it will be drawn out, and it will be taken out from the storage, wherever it was stored and archived, and it will be now given to this person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of that. Allah says, right up to death, it is tied up to his neck. It's with him. It never leaves him. Which means everything you are doing during the day and during the night, everything is recorded in detail within that book. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنُخْرِجَ لَهُ وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. We will take it out. That book, the very book, Allah says, we will take it out for him on the day of Qiyamah. Now is the day when he is receiving his results. And he will now realize what level of performance or how good he did in the dunya based on his performance. Allah says, وَنُخْرِجْ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا. On the day of Qiyamah, we will take out the book for him. يَلْقَاهُ مَنْثُورًا. يَلْقَاهُ مَنْثُورًا. And it will be thrown wide open in front of him. His whole book of deeds will be thrown wide open in front of him. اقرأ كتابك. It will be said to him, read your kitab, read your book. Study your book. Go through it yourself. You should look at it yourself. Look at it, study it, see what's in there, what's missing from there, and what is recorded in there that you did not do. In fact, in the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a person now, because obviously he wants to, you know, sometimes when you give back the student his paper for reviewing, right, that student will look for that mark, for half a mark or for one mark. They will try, they'll look for it, they'll look for it, and they'll dig for it, and they'll search for it. And they'll point out one, perhaps, one half a mark that was lost over here, which they could have. So this person, really on the day of Qiyamah, Allah says he's going to sit with this book of his, and he's going to study, and he's going to look. And then he'll realize that, wait, hold on, there was this good deed that I had performed, it's not recorded here. It's not recorded here. And he'll object. And he'll say, oh Allah, or he'll say, speak to the angels. And it will be said to him, because you spoke ill of such and such a person, it was erased. You spoke ill of such and such, and then the realization of that will hit him and strike him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah tells us in the hadith, that this is how the person will study. He will actually notice particular and certain deeds that he had performed in this dunya. Sometimes there's that one deed you perform in this dunya, and you got a feeling that this is my ticket to Jannah. I've done it with ikhlas, I've done it with sincerity, nobody knows about it, and I've done it for the sake of Allah, and it was really something massive and something big and something huge. So the first thing you do is on the day of Qiyamah, you look at that part or that section of your results, that where is that good deed? Perhaps it is there, perhaps it is missing. And if it is missing, he'll ask and it will be told, the reward was given to so and so because you spoke ill about that person and you had committed slandering or backbiting, and that is why you don't find the reward over here in your book. So it will be said to him, اقرأ كتابك. Read your book, study your book. كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. Allah says, today you are enough as a reckoner for yourself. Nobody has to. You are enough. You can look at it and decide what your fate will be. Like you give the learner the report and you said, you decide whether you made it or you didn't make it. Look at your own results and you will be able to figure out whether you made it or not. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, tells the person, kafa binafsik. Today you yourself, you are enough for yourself as a reckoner and as one who takes account and can determine his own fate. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.